as when I willed our love to die, and I was your soul. As the story goes, I was your soul.
Objectified, they want to make a scene, they want to be adored, and then they want to be left alone. When they get bored with that, it's different for girls. They are mercurial creatures, not a masculine dissonance or sexual currency.
brand new music from Of Montreal, the ever prolific and ever changing group. That was It's Different for Girls off of their newest release, Innocence Reaches. We heard older Rilo Kiley, that was Silver Lining off of their 2007-2008 release, Under the Blacklight. We also heard from Glass Animals, brand new music from them. Their new album, How to Be a Human Being, is coming out. We heard Poplar Street, Rojan Murphy, also in that set. 10 Miles High, that was a remix off of her EP. And we started off the set with Air Traffic Controller off of the album Black Box. We heard Waterfalls. It's getting to be almost 2:30. I've got a little bit of time left. I've still got these really amazing Riot Fest tickets to give away. We're going to hear a couple songs before we do that because I am still getting names in for that drawing. If you haven't entered, you can at our Facebook page. Just find the Riot Fest ticket. Anything. There's a couple of different pictures on there and you can enter in there. For now, though, if you aren't going to Riot Fest, there's plenty of stuff to do around the Front Range this weekend. Even starting tonight, we have Tame Impala with Mac DeMarco at Red Rocks Amphitheater. If you're not into that, there's also some jazz going on in Boulder. Barbara Paris with the Billy Wallace Trio will be at the St. Julian Hotel, and the Watch Hill will be at the Laughing Goat tomorrow, Thursday, September 1st. Hey, it's the first showing of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. That's actually going to be at the Nomad Playhouse by the Crow Theater Troupe. Word on the street is that KGNU has a couple of tickets to give away for that as well. So keep it tuned. Morning Sound Alternative, Afternoon Sound Alternative for a chance to go and see that play. At Red Rocks tomorrow night, Chainsmokers, Car Seat Headrest will take over the Bluebird Theater in Denver at 7 o'clock tomorrow. This weekend, Friday, begins a three-day stint for Phish. They're going to be at Dick's Sporting Goods Park all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Thelonious Smith Trio will be at Teller's Tap Room and Kitchen in Lakewood. Atmosphere, as we said earlier, is going to be at Red Rocks Friday night. Saturday, we've also got Phish. Smokey Robinson with the Colorado Symphony. Whoa. Fiddler's Green Amphitheater. That's happening Saturday. Also the second day of Riot Fest. Sunday, September 4th, the infamous Flapjack Affair will be at the Laughing Goat. We've got Gregory Allen Isakoff taking over Red Rock Theater. That's Sunday night. And Toto, you know them. They bless the rains down in Africa. Will be at the Paramount Theater. And some other good stuff. If you want to check out the entirety of the concert calendar, you may do so at kgnu.org. We've got all of that up there. We've also got our arts calendar, our events calendar, our KGNU Presents calendar, all to keep you informed. I mentioned tonight, Tame Impala. If you didn't get enough of Tame Impala on the Morning Sound Alternative with Uncle Jeff, well, here's a little something from last year's release. This is The Less I Know, The Better, right here on the Afternoon Sound Alternative. Thanks for tuning in.
Together, I ran out the door.
That's High Waisted Party in the Back. Hey, these folks are going to be at Riot Fest this weekend, so I think you know what that means here in a second. I'm going to get to that. Before that, though, we heard from Mac DeMarco, The Way You Love Her. He's opening for Tame Impala tonight at Red Rocks. He's also going to be at E-Town tomorrow, recording for an upcoming E-Town show. Hey, coming up at 3 o'clock, listeners on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, or online at kgnu.org, we'll hear Metro, KGNU's afternoon local news and public affairs program. Today's Metro host is Beverly. Topic of today's show is Heal. If you're tuning us in at afterfm.com, the music keeps coming with the Mile High Soul Club at 3 o'clock. Classic and Northern Soul selections. After FM is KGNU's 24/7 music channel, featuring a nonstop music stream, podcasts of your favorite KGNU music shows and DJs, as well as archived studio sessions and interviews. The entire site is optimized for mobile devices. You can check it out at afterfm.com. Well, I've got maybe 20 minutes left, so I'm going to play a little bit more music. We're going to play this one from Violent Soho, who is also going to be at Riot Fest. After that, we'll do our drawing. If you don't have your name in, now is the time to do it on our Facebook page. You're listening to the Afternoon Sound Alternative right here on KGNU. That was Violent Soho, Holy Cave, off of their newest release. They're out of Australia, and if you need any reason to think that maybe you should listen to more of them, I can say that Fiddlar absolutely loves these guys and has been talking them up. That was off of their album Waco. Before that, we heard Party in the Back by High Waisted, their album On Ludlow. They're also going to be at Riot Fest, and I am getting really excited because I've just decided we're going to do our drawing right this minute. You can hear it. These are our entrants. So I'm going to pull out a name. If you're listening, then you need to You need to head over to our Facebook, or you need to email tickets@kgnu.org if you win. If I call out your name, I'll also be posting it on Facebook, so don't worry if you if for some reason you didn't hear your name. All right, here goes. Here goes. Here's our winner of our 2 3-day passes to Riot Fest. Ooh, looks like I've got Nick Marches. Nick, you are going to Riot Fest. 3-day passes, 2 3-day passes. Thank you so much to everybody else that entered in on Facebook, our Instagram. We really appreciate it. A couple of last-minute entrants as well. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you out there at Riot Fest. One of the bands that I saw a lot that people are really interested in is Sleater-Kinney. So we're going to go back to 2002, listen to a little bit of combat rock. You're listening to The Afternoon Sound Alternative right here on KGNU.
dogs were barking, guests were parking, and my wedding was about to start. Dogs were barking, monkeys clapping. Then I got up on table and I said, I meet you 10:45 on the Broadway canal. Disco, radical, transglobal. Oh, Pete Van Kulo, Phil Zastura. Выдержит ли, выдержит ли аппаратура? Наша мама, диаспора, папа, вдоль бордела, энергия пробуждения, и я. Dogs were barking, monkeys clapping, bears were dancing, and girls were cutting loose. Cops were lurking, kids were snarkling. Then her father came up to me and said, вы бывали когда-нибудь на выставке собак? She was a 5:45, наше дело табак. Я же старый добрый ото-ото, утула джигит. Говорят, просто больной, да ничего же не болит. Вы наша мама, да я спора. Remember things, things that are eternal. Remember things, you forget the things. Нельзя понять, нельзя измерить, только бросать и только выйти. We'll make it all even more crooked. It's impossibility. Off of you inside. You pull the trigger, yet you are still standing. Just on somewhere else, but with same dick in your hand. And dogs were barking, and the guests were barking, and the monkeys clapping, and girls were getting loose. Thinking of things, things that are eternal. And when her mother came up to me and said, dogs were barking, cops were lurking, and my dancing was about to start. Monkeys clapping, party.
Yeah, yeah. Tinko and Joey and Sarah, the mighty be barrel.
Давай, товарищ, like товарищ would.
Tinko and 5:45 style. Everybody feeling style in Iria. Some getting drunk, some smoking the good sense and feeling I
met a crazy dancer about at the bus. She held me by the hair, I held her by the end.
Turn your morning into singing. Turn your downtown into dancing. Come and have some fun at a party. Feel alive.
Байку канападе, оригинал микстура. С улицы до улицы, до бриллиант басура. Бит фан-куло, фил секстура. Выдержит, не выдержит ли аппаратура?
King. Dogs Were Barking. That's by Gogol Bordello, another one of those bands I saw a ton of people are interested in seeing this weekend at Riot Fest, myself included. Very excited to see them. Well, I'm getting towards the end of my show. I've got about time for one more. You have been listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and KGNU.org. Thanks to everybody who entered into the Riot Fest drawing. We really appreciate you. Really excited to see all of you out there who called in or entered in for those tickets. We've also got our afternoon headlines coming up just after some Riot Fest alum. This is The Replacements, Hold My Life. My name is Alicia. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Afternoon Sound Alternative. Enjoy.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown with the afternoon news headlines in collaboration with the Colorado Independent. The Libertarian candidate in Colorado's big U.S. Senate race missed out on an opportunity to participate in the first big debate. Lily Tang Williams will not be part of the debate sponsored by Club 20 in Grand Junction on September 10th because the Libertarian Party in Colorado doesn't have 1% of party membership in the state. What percent does it have? 0.977%. In other words, Williams lost her chance to participate in the debate by 0.23%. In the year of the outsider, that's gotta hurt, and Williams says she's frustrated. The social welfare group Americans for Prosperity, or AFP, has for the first time ever in Colorado released a scorecard about how lawmakers voted during the legislative session. The AFP is backed by the billionaire industrial Koch brothers. Interestingly, Republican Senate President Bill Cadman, a big cheerleader for AFP, who once thanked the group for his rise to power in the Senate, scored a C. He appeared at a luncheon for AFP last week to accept his grade of 73%. Check out the Colorado Independent for more about AFP and its legislative scorecard. Boulder's growing homeless population was a topic of debate during a city council study session Tuesday night. Most council members say they support a staff recommendation that Boulder should not only have a permanent homeless shelter in the winter, it also needs a day shelter that includes a resource center. But some council members say that shelter should help the homeless who have a connection to Boulder and not summer travelers or transients who are just passing through. Boulder has seen a greater influx of transients this summer, and many community members have been alarmed. Boulder Police Chief Greg Testa said there are reasons for the increase in numbers, including Colorado's legalization of marijuana, also the perception that Boulder is an accommodating community with lots of homeless services, and law enforcement sweeps of homeless people in communities like Denver, forcing the homeless to move elsewhere. One more reason, he said, is word on the street that Boulder is no longer ticketing the homeless for illegal camping. To keep more homeless people out of the court system, council had directed the police department to try a diversion program this summer that meant fewer arrests for homeless camping. But results from the diversion program were disappointing, and council members directed the police chief to once again enforce the ban on illegal camping. For more on these and other stories, go to ColoradoIndependent.com. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown. Stay tuned for the community calendar.
This week's community calendar is brought to you by the Taste of Colorado, happening Labor Day weekend, Friday, September 2nd through Monday, September 5th at Civic Center Park in downtown Denver. Enjoy food, music, and fun for the whole family. This is the community calendar for Wednesday, August 31st. In Morrison, Tame Impala with Mac DeMarco perform at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Doors open at 6:30, show at 7:30 p.m. This is an all-ages show. In Denver, Purple Squirrel performs at the Appaloosa Grill from 10 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. There's no cover. For more on this or other events, or to put your event on the calendar, online at kgnu.org.
Thanks to the generosity of Black and Red, Wax Trax, Angelo's CDs, Second and Charles, City Donuts, and KGNU's amazing listeners and volunteers, KGNU's record and CD sale was a big success. But due to the stacks of sound still on hand, KGNU announces day two of our record sale this Friday, September 2nd, 5 to 9 p.m., part of our 12th anniversary on 1390 AM celebration. So join us at 700 Calamus Street in Denver for First Friday, featuring the Cymbals playing live on KGNU and Denver Open Media, and for your last chance at KGNU's record and CD sale.
Greetings. Welcome, KGNU listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Wednesday edition of Metro. I am Beverly Grant, your host, and as usual, we are on the heel tip, healthy eating, active living. Today is an immensely action-packed show. I have actually four guests to have conversations with you today. I have at the top of this hour, I have Michaela Sanders and Celeste Pegues. They work for the Newry Energy Wellness Center that was established in 2005. And it could be thought of as a DIY, meaning do-it-yourself healing center, a place to learn how to do that. Based on indigenous practices through utilizing all of your senses. So we have Michaela Sanders. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
And we also have Celeste.
Greetings.
Thank you, ladies, for being here and for sharing. Michaela, I understand that the Newry Energy Center was established in 2005.
Yes. So I originated as just a massage therapist, and then I grew and did all different kinds of energy work, craniosacral healing, Reiki, some crystal healing, and we've grown that to include a lot of other healing practices, workshops, pretty much you name it, we're trying to do it through our healing center.
Interesting. So now you've mentioned some services that I think you should expand upon. For example, cranial sacral work. Please explain what that is.
So cranial sacral therapy is basically holding and energy work that focuses on the cranial sacral fluid being expressed through the body. So the cranial sacral fluid, it does an extension and flexion just like a muscle or a bone would articulate. And we're using the spine and the cranial bones in order to administer that healing modality.
Okay, and I think we're going to even explain this further. Now, when you say the cranial fluid, what does that mean? Where does that live in the body?
So the cranial sacral fluid, it lives, it's basically throughout the whole system as this system is talked about, this modality. But it's expressed by the subtle movements of the cranial bones. So just by holding your head, there is a little bit of movement with the bones within the head, which causes our whole systems to be regulated and balanced.
Interesting. Okay. Well, this is different. Now, you also named Reiki.
We do multiple different kinds of holding or hands-on healing energy practices, just like Reiki, healing touch, pretty much almost any hands-on healing that has to do with energy and balancing out your system.
Now, you've had this practice basically since 2005. How have you seen it grow, and then what services seem to be the most popular that people are seeking as they're learning?
So, as I've been doing this work, I get a lot more requests for hydrotherapy, hot stone.